our game against Sligo Rovers on Friday is obviously going to be important to the club because it's a big derby match. We haven't played Sligo in the league here in quite a number of years, so that's obviously the first thing, and we would be asking people to come out and get behind the lads, and what should be a really good occasion. We don't have another home game then until July 8th against Galway United, so it's a 5-week gap, and obviously there's bills to be paid. My bills are ongoing during that time, so we looked at the various options. I suppose the context of this is going back at the start of the season, when we got promoted, we knew that to fulfil licensing criteria, there would have to be work done on Finn Park. So quite a bit of money was spent there. It was upwards of 30,000. So it was a fantastic job by everybody to make sure that we succeeded in that. We got the license okay. So now during the summer with the Euro Championships, there's an extra week with the summer break. And either side of that, we have, we've away games then at Longford when we come back. So it's a 5-week gap. It's a lot to ask. So we're just asking people to come along and give us their feedback, first of all, in the short term, and come up with a few ideas. We obviously have revenue streams which people can help. We've a kind of Euro prediction competition for the Euros. We have our annual losses and what have you. But people might have their own ideas. So we're hoping people will come along, just have a chat, and we can have a talk about getting through this period. And secondly, maybe just having a wee chat about the long-term strategies, because obviously, like a lot of League of Ireland clubs, our revenues through the gates, they tend not to, the problem is always the disparity between what you get in gate and what you spend. And it usually comes out about 25% if you average it out over a number of years when we've analysed that.
This would be an important meeting, Aidan, on Thursday night. And will you be looking to implement whatever successful ideas there is in a very short period of time?
Yeah, I think so. We have got revenue. We have got ideas to put forward ourselves. I mean, there's revenue streams there, or there's ways that people can support the club, and we would put those forward. But people might come forward and say, look, have you thought about X, Y, or Z? And if we can pick one or two ideas out of that and get everybody just to rally around, there's a fantastic working on at the moment. I think everybody knows that our ambition this year is to stay into Premier League, which would be fantastic for us. We did get relegated the last two times we came up, so we're doing okay at the moment. We went through a little bit of a bad patch there, but we had a great result there at Shamrock Rovers on Sunday. So if we can just get that little bit of support to see us through this difficult period, then we're confident we can come out the other side and make a real go of us for the rest of the year.
Say the support isn't there, Aidan. How hard a situation is it going to be that if you don't get the backing required to get you through the 5 to 6 weeks?
Well, I think that when we got promoted, Oisin, we knew it was a real step up on and off the pitch and off the pitch. There's, as I mentioned, there's certain criteria you have to implement when you get to the Premier Division. So we knew that it wasn't going to be easy. But I suppose if you look back, the gate we had against Limerick and the support we had when we got promoted that day, where you'd close on 4,000 people, you'd over that for the Derry City game. There is a great love of the club out there, and I think people want to see the club do well. And it was always going to be a situation where, you're looking around and thinking, can Donegal support a senior club? And so it's just a case now of people coming in and helping us out, which hopefully they will. If they can't meet it on Thursday, they can still contact us. That's no problem at all. So this situation was always going to arise. But yeah, it will be very difficult. But it is for most teams in the league. I think it's well documented that most teams, most League of Ireland clubs, there's no real TV money to talk of. But it's a great league in a lot of ways, and it's great to be in the Premier Division. So we're hopeful now that that people will come on board. We've got some fantastic supporters and volunteers who are always there, some sponsors who always help us out, and including our main sponsor. But we need to kind of widen the net, as it were, and we're hoping people will start. And the first way they can help us by coming along to the match on Friday and getting behind the lads against Sligo Rovers and giving us that support.